Okay, welcome back to Market Abilities, episode 16. Today we are talking about the importance of BTS.
Mm-hmm. Not the band.
Jinx.
Not the band. What's BTS stand for?
Yeah, what is...
I don't know.
What I just said it. It's behind the scenes.
See, I was testing you again.
But it's a band, too.
But like, yeah. it's behind it.
Well, it's time to
it's
get
behind
serious.
The scene of
yes,
the
BTS. It's
of
behind BTS. So is it yes. the Wizard of Oz? Of the band.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah, but we need to get serious about it. We're yeah. actually practicing what we preach, and we've done that. The behind-the-scenes look. We just came back from a daunting 3 days, 20 hours.
20-hour round-trip travel.
Driving.
Yeah.
30-some-odd hours pre-production. Well, we can't take callers.
I was gonna say,
right
not,
we can't
not
take
just
callers.
Pre, it was production as well, right?
Well, pre production was the planning that you didn't know anything about, the script and stuff that you didn't read, remember, and all
told.
Of that. You
no one
got,
let me in behind the scenes.
Rob never does.
No one let me in behind the scenes.
No, you just edit the behind the scenes. Yeah.
But anyway, you guys did a great job capturing it. Please go to our social media sites and take a look at that, the behind the scenes journey of music, video in the making.
Growing.media at Instagram.
That's it.
Growing and Media Marketing on Facebook.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Rob, I thought you said that. Hey,
or
listen.
Is it growing.media at Facebook?
Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, perfect.
I changed
perfect.
Facebook to be the same as Instagram.
I will put that on the screen.
So it's like, easier to find.
Here.
But anyway, the behind the scenes video shows the authentic side, right, of your company, your product, you as a person, and it tells your story, which is so important because people fail to realize this. In this world, perfection has become king, I guess. You only want to put the polished stuff out, right?
Right, which then you never put it out because it's never perfect.
It's never perfect. Yeah. Right, but you let people see your flaws. Now you're relatable. Now you're doing deals. Now people like you because you're real.
Yeah, my favorite part about the BTS, of any kind of BTS, is just seeing the personalities of the crew who make the things that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part about it. And the real and raw feeling of how it is, because it's not polished.
Yeah, because I feel like you get this stigma that on like a, you know, whenever people are filming, they're all serious all the time.
Right.
It's like this, you know, people are yelling at each other to do stuff. And that's like not how it is. I mean, that's not how it is for us, at least. Like,
that was my experience.
Early on, no.
Why do you all act like scarred children? Like I've really done some damage.
Don't hit me.
Don't flinch.
Just kidding.
Okay.
No, but I really do love that. I fall in love more with whatever creation is created because I get to see what happened behind it.
Totally.
It's just like pulling back that veil of, oh wow, they had to go through that to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like. In our behind the scenes, you're going to see a lot of that. All you're seeing is rain and a piano, and it's like...
That's all you've seen on social media so far.
Yeah.
Right, right.
It's like you have no idea the amount of hours that we went through making sure we had everything, that
ready
stop we made in Nashville.
Right.
The lighting alone, setting up just for that one scene.
Though. Right, right.
The light that I didn't know that we needed, it was like a light that could light up outer space. And I really, you guys made the argument for it. And I said, really? Do we really need it? Man,
and
did we need it.
You and I went back and forth on it for a while. And it was a 600-watt aperture light. Aperture.
Thank you.
If you're out there.
We had to pay for it.
We'll take a free
one.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But you know what? The cool thing, too, is like I think you only planned on two of those lights, right?
I was planning on getting two of those lights, but the budget would only allow for one.
Right.
And we ended up using that one light, and it lit up the whole woods. And then we also used it as a backlight with no softbox on it. And it created this amazing edge light, and it lit up the rain so perfectly.
And it was incredible. Yeah. But I think in total we had a solid six of those big lights, right? We had 50 watt lights, we had 150 watt lights, we had a 200 watt light, and
600
then a 600
watt
light.
And then we had a bunch of NAND
Some
lights.
Yeah,
and then
NAND
for fills.
Right.
But in total, we had like six of those just big lights to really fill the area. That's what it took.
Right.
Just to get the scene lit.
And with that came all the stands and all the softboxes and all the batteries and everything and cables and everything, power converters.
Running power cables.
Yeah, so that we just got back. So I just carried that box of power cables.
It's heavy.
It's probably 100
Gosh,
pounds.
Gosh, I'm glad you guys did that.
Which
so
I'm
going to
say, I
that.
Think we should buy a generator because that was so useful.
Yeah, it was.
Well, we also need to learn how to use it.
But that's an inside joke. But no, what I was going to say was that with all that gear, something you don't see in the actual production of it was the fact that the vehicle that we had one third of it was stacked to the ceiling with gear.
We're showing them in this video right now. Yeah. They're seeing it. It's crazy.
We probably couldn't have fit anything else in there. Maybe like...
Maybe Prescott.
Prescott probably would have fit in there.
Yeah. Actually, I think I recall you guys complaining that I packed clothing in a very small bag. And you're like, Angie, really? Where are we supposed to put this?
Hold on a minute. You call that a small bag?
Well,
that was not a small...
like a regular...
That was like...
suitcase.
For those of you who are... Who are
that was an extra large suitcase.
For those of you who are watching, this is the case in question... Tell us if this is small
it's
or not.
It's small. This is a little roll on. Carry on.
I'm going to put in like...
Stop. You better not lie. See, that's the problem with these guys. That, like, we're not afraid to embellish the truth, right? But Lucas, serious question. Do you think, because I know this is on the minds of many businesses and product makers and such, they're afraid they'll do harm if they let you in behind the scenes?
Yeah, no, it's the exact opposite, actually, because I think people are so curious of, like, how it's made. That's why they have those TV shows, right, of, like, hey, how it's made. And then you're just sitting there watching TV for, like, 3 hours,
right.
And you're watching things go across a production line.
Also, that
and you're like,
voice.
Oh, wow, this is extraordinary.
That dude's voice is so funny.
It's like midnight.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you got Cheetos everywhere, and it's
and then you have
mess.
To have it, whatever it is.
And then you're like, how are the Cheetos made?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole.
And see, people are really interested in that. Oh, yeah. And then people go buy more Cheetos. See, the world goes round.
That's how it works.
So
right there.
I actually have a whole entire YouTube channel that I watch. It's Corridor Digital, and the YouTube channel is called Corridor Crew. This whole YouTube channel is just behind the scenes. It's what goes on in their production studio, and their how they make things. The whole it's just a channel for that. They have a separate channel where they put their productions, but a whole channel just for like them doing little silly competitions.
Did you just promote just another production company?
No.
On our podcast,
they're pretty great.
Promoting market abilities by growing media. Did I say it enough times that they'll only remember our name?
We're still better.
Okay, yeah. We are better. Thank you, Lucas. We just don't have time to do
it. Love you, Corridor Crew.
Stop it.
Whoever you are.
Okay.
Wherever you are.
But Rob, we talk about this all the time as well, is trust. You know, you can put up that facade and that veil, if you will, but man, we drop it here at GM. People get to see who we really are.
Yeah, that's what matters to me. I want to know who you are. I don't care. I care what you can like produce for me if I'm going to hire you for something. Mm-hmm. But I want to know that you care about me and that you care about people.
Right.
If you don't,
that you aren't a fake.
If it's all about the money and it's all about like the final product and blah blah blah, I'm not super into that. I want to know that you care about people and that I can trust you.
Yeah, I think it gets rid of the intimidation factor because I think we show up with like big cameras and lights and stuff like that, and people are like, oh,
right,
you know, like they start getting like shy,
definitely,
and stuff. And it, with the BTS stuff, it's just like, oh, we're just normal people having a good time, you know, joking around, but still making high quality content.
Yeah,
no doubt.
And I totally get that feeling because even though I'm behind a camera, I struggle to make vlogs for my own stuff. I struggle to share my own stuff. I'm trying to be better about it because it's like people do want to know what kind of person I am, and I just keep hiding that. It's almost like I'm like really, really bad because I think what I create, I feel like doesn't match who I am. And so I get shy. Like if they see who I really am, they won't like what I actually put out. So it's almost like what's it called? Something syndrome where you're just like, you're scared to show.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, you're just like constantly thinking like you're not good enough. And so if someone sees
you. Did you guys know this about Daniel?
No.
I'm just now learning
a little, bit for me, but it's probably worse than I think it is.
It's really bad. Yeah. And so like for me, I almost feel the need to, like today I was trying, like lately I've been trying to share what we're doing. Like I almost felt really weird that you shared that video of me in the rain doing that, and I'm like, that's fine, I didn't do it.
I'm actually really disappointed that I'm not in that shot.
Yeah,
right. Like, so I'm like, man, I could have been holding like, a cable or something.
I'm like
right there.
Someone else
holding a cable.
I could have been doing something.
You can see Angie just holding an extension cord.
Just, I got it.
I wish I was in the background whipping my shirt around.
You know what? You know what works really well? It's because of that song. It was by P.D. Pablo. North Carolina, come on and raise up. Take your shirt off.
That'd be perfect.
That would be excellent.
Yeah, that would have been a great song.
We're going to make a BTS song about that. We're not going to be in North Carolina, but let's still
It's just
going to
be a video. Actually, we should just create a video and make it an ad. And it's just Lucas whipping his shirt around.
People
and
would
it doesn't
pay
matter,
for that.
It doesn't matter Woo! What the product is. We just know sex sells. So.
Well, oh... Hey,
That's true, man. If, I know this doesn't have anything to do with it, but if there's some sexy people in it, people will buy it. Like Hardee's with all the girls eating the burgers.
Honey, they haven't done that for years. That made a bunch of women mad. Like they, I think divorces occurred over that.
Oh my gosh. But in general, if I made that video, it probably would have been in my drafts for a really, really long time.
If it would ever make it out.
Right. If it would ever make it out.
I think that goes back to the perfection thing, right? Is like you want it to be perfect, like you want it to be encapsulating and also you.
Yeah.
But it's like, wait, why does it have to be that?
Mm-hmm. I'm almost like last year I went to so many places, I did so many things, and it wasn't until the beginning of the year that people started putting out content in the beginning of the year, showing what they did that last year and behind the scenes, stuff from their cell phones.
Oh, I totally got all those stories when you were down in Rosemary Beach, and I wanted to be there every single day. Thank you for showing me that.
Like, sharing that stuff is great, but it's like, then looking back at it, I was like, well, I already did that. That was a little too much. I probably won't, share. Like, that's easier for me because I was with family. Now, if we're talking about, like, projects and stuff that I do, that's, like, really hard for me to share.
Right.
So when I saw all those videos and content coming out, I was like, oh, I should create one. I felt a little bit of pressure. And I stopped myself. I was like, no, I probably won't.
Well, we did change our directive this time around. I specifically said we will do 3 days of BTS and we will release it same day.
Yeah.
Obviously, that didn't happen. We created three BTS segments.
I delivered.
You did, boo. Way to go. So,
well, here, I'm gonna jump in and defend the reasoning behind that.
But we're going to get 3 days. You'll get 3 days.
It was physically impossible.
It was tough. Not to mention, I did not want to do anything.
It was physically
yesterday.
Impossible to put out day two because we were literally shooting morning to night. And by the time we finished, it was already day three. And there's no way Lucas could have edited it.
It was not.
And Angie really dragged the whole shootout. So
I know.
Yeah, it was like 1:30.
She was being so slow.
It was like 1:30 in the morning.
Totally blame
Lucas and I are going to bed, and all we hear is Angie laughing.
And then I came and knocked on your
door. Outside our window. Yeah, then Rob comes to. We're like trying to sleep. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Rob comes knocking on our door. Can I get that footage? They really want to see that. Like, if that's
I was
the real...
almost asleep. Yeah. That's crazy. Well,
actually, they enjoyed that though because I was.
So I'm gonna go ahead and publicly apologize for that.
No.
But
don't.
But I was. They asked me. They were like, "So here's the deal. We shot the music video. This particular part faster, and then it sounded like it would have sounded like Chipmunks if we didn't do the pitch correction. But it was so fast, and then we did it so that we could slow the rain down."
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who was involved in it, especially the lead singer, wanted to see the actual shot. So I had to go offload the footage, put it on my computer, get it all like organized and everything, create proxies from it. You editors, you know what I'm talking about. And then I had to slow it down, match it up to the music, and then play it. But I didn't have the footage, so I went inside to go get it, and it wasn't on one of the hard drives because
we had
to shoot
it. Which
that's
a rule too, is to offload at the end of every shoot. Did they not do that?
Well, we were a little bit unprepared in that
area.
Did I
say we finished cleaning up at like 1:30? We were in bed. It was like 2.
Yeah, and we had to leave. Well, we'd leave at like 7 or 8 the next morning.
We did. But you guys, you can go to our Facebook page. We actually went live during the process, and then that'll make it even more cool for you when you go and see the finished product. So
if you do go watch that headphone warning, though, because Angie screams at the end of it.
Listen, when I'm pumped,
it was exciting.
It
was incredibly exciting.
Look, I've always had a big mouth, and if I need to celebrate you, we're going to do it in high style. I was a cheerleader, and I get pumped. Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I was so into what was happening. I didn't even know you screamed.
Because everybody else started the moment I did. It was it's a release. It's
I did
like,
not even
oh, a
know.
Lot of, we had a crowd.
I could hardly.
Like,
I was
people
so focused
on the
like
road
the
stuff.
Yeah, there were people. So we pulled up a fire truck.
Oh, yeah. We had a fire truck.
To come in. And they actually stopped and blocked off half the road. But the other side of the road, people were literally driving by and stopping in the middle of
the
road just to watch what's going on. Because if you look at the front yard, there were lights everywhere, big giant lights and a fire truck. So people are like
string
obviously
lights,
curious
chandelier,
wanting to see what's going on.
All right, we gotta offer some value here. So if you don't know how to begin to do a BTS of your product, your service, who you are, we're gonna give you some things to include in that BTS. And it starts with interviews.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many times on whatever day it was, day two, that we were starting the BTS process. Because we had really committed to doing this, I would turn and say to Lucas, BTS, BTS moment, BTS moment, because you have to stop. You may think it's so great and your production's going so well and you're putting so much into what it is that you're trying to accomplish that you always negate and push that stuff back. But it's so important to stop and take that moment. What's happening right now? Right. Yeah. Tell me mm-hmm. how you tell me how you discern or when you know how to put that in there.
Whenever we yell at
process,
him.
That's right. Yeah. Other than yeah. Lucas, grab your camera.
Yeah. If you had to guess, how many times would we have, did we do that to you?
Oh, I don't know. At least like a million. Dozen. Yeah. But you know, I think for me yesterday, because that was really my main first time getting BTS, I think, like focusing on it.
Right.
You're growing up. Going to
I always tried to hit it in gaps. Where I wasn't going to affect you guys,
right.
You know, during the actual production.
Yeah, you got to kind of because
there's
the
always
the
lull points where like the talent needs a break or something, or we're waiting on them to do their makeup or something right. like that. And that's always a good opportunity to just, you know, be like, hey, what's going on right now? Let's explain it. Let's get some cool shots yeah. of that for the BTS.
Yeah. Think about personal tales. Like because obviously what we're talking about may not relate to what you're doing in particular, but insider information, a breakdown of the product, the process, the thought, whatever is happening at that time, go to someone and choose someone you know will do well with their words and help to tell that story and right. be animated. Because that's another part of BTS. Be up, be an Angie, yell. Don't be afraid to be loud. I mean, I've lost a lot of people in my life, relationships, because they're like, dude, you are too loud. That's okay, because that's who I am. That's right. just who
they're
I
missing,
am.
They're missing out.
Oh, thanks, Daniel. The other thing, talk about, Daniel, the photos and video importance when you're doing a reel. You can't always capture in video or photos, but it's nice to have both.
Yeah, I think imagery just sells your story. And I think a lot of people want to live very on the, oh, well, this is the cleaned up version. But oftentimes those raw moments
right.
are, you know, the moments that really make the point of connection. Because any point someone can say, oh, they tripped right there, or mm-hmm. they caught a photo and it wasn't pristine and clean. They can relate to that because that's, for them, that's something that would happen to them.
They're like, totally.
Or they would find themselves in that same situation.
Sure.
And then they would find the confidence to share that same thing as well.
It makes right. it relatable.
Yeah. Right. And so like any moment we can do that, make it relatable in through photos or video, that helps.
Awesome.
I don't know. Did that
That was perfect. That was question? Absolutely perfect. Don't capture the imperfections yeah. along with the perfection.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All of it is perfect because, see, our lives are lived in moments and every moment matters.
Absolutely.
And so like any moment can be the thing that makes someone else inspired
right.
to pursue whatever path you're on.
Got it. Rob, talk about the importance of time-lapse photos or videos in a product, how it goes down.
So you're talking about time-lapse like an actual time-lapse?
No, like one from outer space. And
we're going to fight.
I love them.
Well, sometimes Angie uses terminology that is that I don't understand because she's got a news and she's got a news background. So one time she said, hey, we need to put a donut on this video. And I'm like, this has nothing to do with donuts. And I had no idea what she was talking about.
A beginning and an end.
Yeah, come to find out it's a beginning and an end. And that's a news term. And I had no idea. Anyway.
Okay, so see, I would have thought it meant make this into a loop.
Time lapse. Or
that, I mean, that makes sense.
Because a donut doesn't stop. It's just a loop.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So sometimes when you're shooting things, it takes a long time to set it up. The process is very, very time consuming. And you can't show an hour long. You don't want somebody to sit there watch an hour long of you trying to build something.
Right.
So you can set up a camera that is stationary. Possibly there are motion time lapses.
Or
those
your
are
phone.
Usually computer controlled. Yeah, your phones, phone. Yeah. yeah. Most phones have Let the time lapse feature. And yeah. that will help show the whole entire process in a shorter period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And those are super fun to watch.
They really are. Yeah. I mean, what we dealt with yesterday was the sound, you know, whether it's slow-mo or you've either got the really fast or the really, really slow. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that we're going to do today on episode 3 of our BTS that we perhaps didn't do on the 1 and 2 is a call to action at the end of that video. Gosh, I'm calling him to action. Here we are.
Come on, anyway, guys.
Come on, Lucas.
Want us to work with you?
You know how Lucas likes to do the opposite of what you tell him to do?
That is exactly what he's thinking about.
I'm doing an action that is different from what you asked.
But she did call for an action, so.
But doing nothing is also an action.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. We'd love to work with you.
Well, this
if
is
you
my
want
reaction.
GM to do your BTS or just get to know us.
Or your music videos.
Maybe we can help you with anything. You
sell
know?
Your business.
Yeah.
Advertise your business.
No doubt.
Promote your business.
Yep.
Or if you want BTS of your business, we can come and do that.
Yeah.
We like, can also
like
do.
If you want to, you know, people don't really see what the background is, but you want to highlight it.
That's sure. called a documentary.
Yeah.
And we have signed Minya an NDA, which is you don't have to worry about trade secrets or anything like that. We can showcase it in a way that they're not going to be able to steal your idea.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, tell them where to find us, Roberto, and then we'll get out of here.
So you can find us on the internet. You know, that's the thing that everybody uses their computer and phone to get onto. And you can find us at growingmediamarketing.com. And if you want to check out our YouTube channel, we've made it super easy. You can go to growingmediamarketing.com/YouTube.
Okay.
And then Facebook and Instagram, growing.media. Come and check us out.
Anybody else? Yeah.
Come hang with us. We like creativity. We love new ideas. We love different styles of businesses, different styles of people. So yeah, let us see you so we can show the people you.
Ooh, that was good.
Speechless.
Can you guys be any more uncomfortable?
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.